I know what you're thinking. This would have been Brittany and Jason's 2-week anniversary had they stayed together. You know, Britney Spears and friend Jason Alexander wed in Vegas in a quickie ceremony Britney's website would later describe as a joke gone too far, a marriage annulled hours later. Now's as good a time as ever to review what saying I do and then I don't means in law's lexicon. It's not all hearts and flowers and kissy-kissy, after all, and the law's there to take the romance out of it from the start. In the words of the Nevada legislature, for example, marriage, so far as validity in law is concerned, is a civil contract to which the consent of the parties capable in law of contracting is essential. A couple capable of marriage in what some would call the appropriately sloganed battle-born state is one unmarried male and one unmarried female, both at least 18 years old and not closer than second cousins. Brittany and Jason met those requirements and executed a marriage contract earlier this month. They took each other as husband and wife in the presence of a solemnizing authority, just as Nevada law requires. Yawn. The law gets a touch more romance novel-like only when you consider the I don't step. Once you're married, a court can void or annul your union. An annulment is different from a divorce. In a divorce, a legally valid marriage is brought to an end at the request of one or both parties. In an annulment, in contrast, the court declares that no marriage ever existed because some defect prevented the attempted marriage from taking effect. It's best, given our interest in the newly annulled, that we look again to Nevada law for guidance. There, a judge can annul or void a marriage for one of four reasons: a lack of parental consent for persons under 18, fraud, a marriage contract that wouldn't be valid in a court of equity, and a newlywed's inability to understand the marriage contract. The only slightly relevant Nevada case cited in the statutes voided a marriage when one of the parties was stupid and dopey and reeked of liquor. But recall that the Spears claim is that this union was merely a joke gone too far. Courts from other states have grappled over the years with a marriage in jest excuse. In Maryland long ago, for example, a court annulled a quickie marriage between a man and a Ziegfeld Follies dancer who just met. The man had argued that the two had wed in jest. But the jest excuse hasn't always worked. In Georgia, in 1930, a court refused to grant an annulment for procedural reasons, but warned the parties that a wedding undertaken, even in a spirit of levity and joke, would not be easily annulled. Society has an interest in marriage contracts, the court wrote, and marriages in jest cannot be set aside lightly. And in a case from New Jersey a few years before that, a court refused to annul a marriage performed in jest to get vacation time. But in Nevada, which has always been looser when it comes to marriage, Brittany's gamble has apparently paid off and everybody's happy, especially family law attorneys who've shared a pop star-sized spotlight with a pop star herself the past few days. I'm Amy Guida.